True Blues Retold, Volume 1, Chapter 3, in which Johnny hears a voice that will change all their lives forever. Now where were we? Oh, that's right. I want to tell you about how things started to spiral out of control for Johnny. As usual, when it came to spiraling out of control, it started with Bo.
Don't mess with me, Johnny! Don't mess with me! I'm one mean duck!
It all started one morning when Bo had decided to swipe himself a couple of jars of peanut butter from one of those newfangled mini-markets. The boys found themselves having to make a quick getaway before the angry old Italian guy who ran that shop filled them full of lead. Johnny threw a few dollars out the window hoping that would make things better, but it didn't seem to work. Bo, what's the matter with you? How could you do that?
This is peanut butter, Frank, and I'm a duck who lives on the edge. More than that, you don't need to know.
Well, don't look now, Bo, but we're being followed.
Oh, sure. Blame me just because I'm the duck. Wait a minute. That's not the guy at the store. Who is that?
Johnny knew, and he didn't like the looks of it. He sped the car up, but those other guys were in a fancy 82 Mustang, and there went no way Johnny's pickup could outrace them. It wasn't long before the high-speed chase led the boys right along a giant cornfield. That made Johnny kind of nervous, like he was getting into the enemy's territory, you know what I mean? No? Well, don't worry. You'll learn about that soon enough. For now, all you gotta know is that the cornfield made Johnny nervous, but he also knew it could be a way out of this mess. Without warning, he steered hard to the left and started plowing through the cornfield. That flashy Mustang was having trouble getting through the foliage following him. And when Johnny looped around and crossed his own trail, those Mustang drivers got so confused that the boys were able to get away. But they did have a problem. See, Johnny's truck was old and kind of beat up, and though it got away from that Mustang, it just couldn't handle getting all that corn stuck in the manifold. After a couple more miles, that truck, which Johnny had had since he first went on the road all those years ago, finally up and died.
Well, Johnny, that was the swiftest piece of driving I've seen since Blinky the One-Eyed Clown drove his little clown car into the grandstands back in my circus days.
Johnny, your truck. I'm sorry.
This spot always makes my throat go dry, too. Frank and Bo stood back and let Johnny have a look at his beautiful old truck, seeing if there was any way it could be salvaged, but there was just no way. Johnny felt more helpless than he ever had in his whole life. So he did the only thing he could do. He sat down on a rock, and he started playing the blues. But after a few hours of this, the boys began to get their act together, and they wandered into the nearest town, where Frank used his extra money to buy a couple of bus tickets.
If we can get to Manitou Springs in Colorado, I think my Uncle JJ can help us out. He runs a used car lot out there, and he's always telling me to drop by.
Well, it looks like Frank's plan was a go. Now, there was still a fair distance off from Manitou Springs, Colorado, so this bus ride was going to be a long one, stretching out through the night. Johnny made a beeline for the back and found a seat out of the way of everyone. Frank knew Johnny wanted to be left alone, so he set himself down further up. Bo had got on board without buying a ticket by hiding under Frank's jacket. And as soon as Frank sat down, he started wriggling and quacking up a storm.
Let me out of here! Let me out of here! Oh, sure. Just stuff me under your armpit and smuggle me onto the bus, Frank, just because I'm a duck. Brother, when's the last time you used deodorant?
Quiet down, Bo, or we're going to get in trouble.
Trouble? Ha! I chew up trouble and spit it out every morning before breakfast. But if you want to talk about trouble, Frank, then I'd keep an eye on Johnny. I gotta tell you, Frank, I don't trust him. Who are those guys who chased us this morning? Johnny recognized them, but he wouldn't tell us anything. Seems pretty shifty to me. I tell you, Frank, we can't trust Johnny.
All right, Bo. Fine, whatever. I'm tired. Go to sleep.
Problem was, though, Frank knew Bo was right. Johnny had known who those guys in the Mustang were, but there was no way he was going to talk about it, and that made Frank uneasy. Johnny just sat in the back of the bus, playing the blues lightly on the guitar, not talking to anyone. Of course, most folks were asleep, it being the middle of the night and all. Everyone but Frank, who couldn't sleep. And Bo, who never seemed to get tired.
Bo, can I ask you a question?
Sure you can, Frank. I'm here for you. We're pals, you know, and that means a lot to me.
Well, I was just wondering how it was possible for a duck like you to talk.
Oh, sure! You humans are unbelievable! You think you have the monopoly on brains and basic communication skills. Well, you don't! In fact, I've met penguins who have more brains than most humans.
Bo, calm down.
I will not calm down! I'm through calming down! I'm Bo the duck, and I talk! Get it through your thick head, humanity! Bo's here, and he's got something to say!
Hey, quiet down over there!
Come over here and make me overgrown orangutan! I've had it with you humans! You're all alike! A lot of big talk and no follow-through!
Hey, you better keep your pet duck quiet, buddy, before I eat him for a late night snack.
Oh, there you go again. I'm nobody's pet. How do you know that felt needs here isn't my pet human? Now, if you were a real man, you'd be over here putting your money where your mouth is, instead of hiding behind that disgusting troll of yours.
Hey, that's my wife you're talking about.
Wife? Where'd you find her? At the Ugly Factory?
Somebody shut that duck up.
Oh, sure. Gang up on me just because I'm a duck. Come on, I'll take in all of you. Put him up. Come on, Johnny. Come on, Frank. It's party time.
And before you knew it, a full-fledged riot had broken out on that bus. People were screaming and hitting each other, and Bo was flying up and down the aisle screaming for ducks everywhere to unite. The driver was so confused he didn't see the turn in the road and drove into a ditch. Well, if people were mad before, they were furious now. They were ready to string Bo up by his feathers and Johnny and Frank right along with them. Looking at that angry mob, Johnny figured this was it. But suddenly, out of the angry throng came a shout that sounded to Johnny like the sound of angels in heaven when they were singing their praises.
Come on, Mr. Blues Player! We'll get out of this yet!
Johnny couldn't see who it was in the dock, but somebody had grabbed his hand and was pulling him from the wreckage of the bus, with Frank and Bo trailing right behind, out into the night and into the wooded hills.
This way! I know this area! We'll be fine!
And fine they were. After a few minutes, the mob gave up the chase, and Johnny and the others had a chance to catch their breath and meet their rescuer.
My name is Randy. I was sitting next to you on the bus, Mr. Blues Player. You sounded pretty good. Anyway, I saw what happened, and it sounded like you could use a friend.
Well, you sure are right. It's good for us that you came along. Where are you from?
Oddly enough, I have no idea. But that can wait till later. Maybe we should get some rest first. This is a pretty comfortable spot, and it's pretty warm.
An outdoorsy type, are you, Randy? Well, that's just fine. You and I should get along great.
We're all pretty grateful for you, Randy. Bo finally bit off more trouble than he could chew, or more than any of us could chew, for that matter.
Oh, sure. Blame me for the riot, just because I'm a...
And before Bo could finish saying anything, Johnny smacked him across the head and knocked him out cold. Felt good for Johnny to do that, but he knew it was just temporary. He knew he was going to have to do a lot more than that. He knew he was going to have to kill that duck, and he was going to have to do it soon. He would have done it right then and there, except that he was so tired. So he decided he'd do it the next morning. For now, Johnny lay down on the warm earth and went to sleep. All night long, he dreamt of when he'd wake up and grab that duck and wring his scrawny little neck.